Alright guys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. We just finished part 11 of our Going Home series, where little Billy is trying to go home. And they found Andrew, who was controlling the bone monster and kidnapped Lila. And they tricked him and they put him in the dungeon, the jail of the Star Queen's castle, and then they left. And what happened? What kind of key did he have? Do you remember?
A skeleton key.
He had a skeleton key. And he got out. But the heroes don't know that he got out. So the heroes, they went up and they were talking to Queen Addison, the Star Queen. And they said, okay, so now Andrew is in the jail. And we have one request, Queen. Billy said, I really want to go home. We finished this mission. We figured out that Andrew wants all the magic for himself. And so now I just really need to concentrate on getting home. I bet my parents are really, really worried. And so Riley said, yeah, and we even miss Sawyer. And they kind of laughed. And so Queen Addison said, well, there is a way that you can get home. But she said, nobody's ever really done it before. And it's kind of dangerous. And she's like, I can't promise you that it's going to work. She said, there is a well over in the single pine swamp. I almost couldn't remember the name of that place. The single pine swamp. There's a great big huge pine tree in the middle of this swampy area. And what you have to do is you have to go to the other side of the pine tree. And you have to climb up the pine tree and see across the swamp. And when you see across the swamp, there's a hill. And on the hill, on the side of the hill, there's a well, you know, with like rocks around it. And it's really a deep well. But you can only spot it from the single pine swamp tree. So you got to go there and you got to climb up the tree and you got to spot it. And then you got to get to it. So the hero said, okay, this is no problem. So they actually found the single pine swamp pretty easy. And they got there and they climbed up the pine tree. Now, climbing up a pine tree, not a very fun thing because they're kind of pokey. But they climbed up it and they looked around, and sure enough, there was a hill. And they saw the swamp, or they saw the well. So they got down and they ran over and they went through the swampy area, and they started climbing the hill, and they got to the edge of it, and there was a rope but no bucket on there, which was kind of weird. Usually wells have a bucket. And there were some rocks there, and they threw a rock down there, and the rock never hit the bottom. They were trying to figure out how deep it was, but they couldn't figure it out. But Queen Addison said, if he wanted to get home, he had to use the stone and think of home and jump down the well. It was really a leap of faith. So he took his coin and he thought, home, home, home. And then he stood on the stones on the edge and he bravely jumped down. and he was holding Riley's hand because they needed to go together because they're brothers. And they jumped down, and a portal formed in the sky, and both boys came out of it and landed right in their own yard. And they were sitting there, and they were looking, and they said, "I cannot believe we are home. I can't believe it." So they went inside, and they looked around, and nobody was there. And they ran up to their rooms, and everything was weird. It was different. It wasn't how they left it. In fact, all their toys were way different. It was like for older kids. And they're like, "Huh, this is really weird." And they looked, and there were some school books there, but the school books were like algebra. And they just couldn't figure it out. So they ran downstairs and they yelled for their mom and their dad. And nobody was around. So they figured they would turn on the TV. And they looked and they couldn't figure out how to turn on the TV. It didn't work. It wasn't the same. And then they sat there and they just waited. Then all of a sudden they heard a car pull up. And they looked outside, and it was their mom and their dad. And they ran outside to give their mom and dad a huge hug. And their mom and dad hugged them, but their mom and dad were just startled. They were like, "What's going on here? Billy? Riley?" And then they looked over, and Sawyer got out of the car. But Sawyer, he wasn't a baby anymore. He was like 6 years old. And they were like, "Whoa, what happened? How long have we been gone?" And mom and dad said, "Well, you guys have been gone for a few years. And we've just been keeping your room, and we just think when you come back, you're just trying to figure out how old you'd be. We figured you'd be like a freshman in high school, a sophomore. And we didn't know what else to do. But you guys haven't aged a day. You're still kids." And they looked at each other and they were just shocked because everything was different. But little Billy looked at Riley and he hugged him. And he said, "But we are home." The end. They made it home, but things are a little goofy at home, huh? Strange ending. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I wonder how old Riley and Billy are now.
I think they're about 10 and 12.
So I'm 10, he's 12.
Right. All right, let's pray. Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. I pray for these boys. I pray that you'd help them to have a good night's sleep tonight. Help them to grow up to be big and strong, to love you with all of their hearts. Pray that you use them in great and mighty ways. Pray that they would feel better. Pray that they wouldn't be sick. I pray that you would keep them healthy and strong. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.